question for you. What if you were just doing your job, no matter what it was, and somebody tweeted out something like this about you?
Julie DeCaro is a run-of-the-mill, mediocre beat writer.
Not atrocious, not good.
Just sort of there.
I'm actually not a beat writer at all, but okay.
That Chicago sports writer Julie DeCaro sitting face-to-face with young men reading tweets and other online comments that have been directed at her. She made the video with fellow sports writer Sarah Spain for the website Just Not Sports and a new campaign called More Than Mean. Now, the missives start out pretty harmless, but a warning, they don't stay that way.
Sarah Spain is a b- I would hate. Okay.
You need to be hit in the head with a hockey puck and killed.
Now, the men in the video did not write these tweets. They're seeing them for the first time, and as you hear, they have a very hard time getting through them. Julie DeCaro joins us now from Chicago. Julie, what gave you the idea to do this?
It actually wasn't my idea. It actually came from the Just Not Sports guys. They reached out to me and asked if they sort of pitched the idea, told me what their vision was, and asked if I would be interested in doing that. And I sort of jumped at the opportunity because I thought it was a great idea. But I know they reached out to several other sports writers, several other women in media in Chicago. And a lot of women, I think, were concerned about the backlash they would get, were concerned about how it would affect their brand. So in the end, Sarah and I were the only two that agreed to do it.
Well, by the way, has there been backlash? It's only a couple days old, but has the backlash? I can't imagine anything worse than some of the things you're getting.
Yeah, there has been. I would say it's been 90% positive. Immediately, we had a lot of guys say, well, when do we get the video of women saying mean stuff to men? And, you know, and then people screaming about us trying to squash the First Amendment and, you know, all kinds of things like that. But it's been 90% positive. We expected to get a little something coming back our way.
Well, I'm sure there are men who are tortured on social media as well. But there is one difference, which is that many women have already been physically attacked, and you're one of them.
Right.
You've been very open about having been raped in 2013. And one commentator went so far as to say, I hope you get raped again. When you get something like that, what happens?
It's very shocking to me. Actually, my rape happened in college. I wrote about it in 2013. But it's very shocking. I mean, I grew up in a home where we weren't allowed to say shut up to my brothers and sisters. That was, you know, something my parents would have punished us for. We just weren't allowed to talk to each other that way. You know, I know this happens in other places. You know, Gamergate is infamous for the way women have been treated. But it's really the social component, the online component of this, where it's really taken off. I think in most other areas and walks of life, you don't sort of get this kind of language as the norm.
Yeah, well, here's another from the handle Navid's World, who wrote, the Bill Cosby one floors me, like that sow would even be his type. Now, he was referring to this line in the video. Let's listen.
Hopefully this skank Julie DeCaro is Bill Cosby's next victim. That would be classic.
I don't know what to say to that.
You seem really taken aback by this, but so did he. Talk about the reactions of these men who did not know what they were doing.
Right. They thought they were going to come in and do sort of a Jimmy Kimmel-esque mean tweets that would be funny with local reporters.
Let's remind people, Jimmy Kimmel has that thing on his show where he has people, even President Obama, read some of the
right.
mean tweets that have – and they're tame compared to these.
Yes, very tame. You know, to these guys' credit, they didn't know what they were going to read. They were shocked and very emotional, which I actually found very heartening. It sort of renewed my faith in humanity that they were as upset by these tweets as we were. To their credit, not a single one of them afterwards said, you know, they felt tricked into it, that they didn't want to do it, don't use me in the video. They all were really on board, and I think that that speaks to the power of the way the video was set up, and I think it speaks to our humanity when we see people using words like that to talk to other people.
Well, also, when you see them right in front of you, I want to pick up on that, but here's several of the men speaking to you after reading the tweets.
Sorry that these were directed toward you.
I'm sorry on behalf of other people everywhere that you've had to deal with this.
I feel like I need to apologize to my mother, but to me, that's a whole nother story.
We've witnessed that, too, that if somebody writes you something that's horrendous, if you write back in a civil way and include what they wrote, very often they're shocked to see what they wrote.
Mm-hmm.
This seems like a layer of that. What do you think it is about lifting this out of the anonymous and having people physically look at each other.
Yeah, you know, I've heard people suggest that it's because that, you know, it could have been me and Sarah and that it wouldn't have had the same impact because we're women and that once you get men involved, then people are willing to listen. But I don't know if that's really the case. I think that it had to do with the emotion on these guys' faces. And there is something about hearing as opposed to reading. You know, anyone who listens to audiobooks can tell you it's a very different experience from reading a book. And so when you hear that in a voice coming from another human being instead of this sort of disembodied voice in your head when you're reading, I you know, and having to look someone in the eye and see their emotion, I think that made a huge impact.
And have you heard from people who have written the tweets?
I have not, though I have had a couple other people who I had blocked for saying horrible things reach out to me on other social media platforms and apologize. And I've had several guys, and I know Sarah's seen this too, we've seen several guys on Twitter say, wow, I'm really going to think about what I say to people going forward. So, you know, if we made that much of a difference, then that's something.
Well, and journalists are supposed to have some sort of a shield. They interact with the public. That doesn't excuse any of this, but the Washington Post also points out that this is happening in regular workplaces, and there's the Virginia firefighter who was tormented by online harassment, and some say it might have played a role in her suicide. So serious business here.
Yeah, extremely serious. You know, it does, you know, to some degree, I knew I needed to have a thick skin when I came into this industry. And I think people telling you they don't like your work is normal. But, you know, one of the big differences between the way men and women are treated online is that when men receive abuse, it tends to be about their point. When it's women, it's about them. It's genderized. It's sexualized. It has a lot to do with rape and physical violence. And those are two completely different things. So I really think that we need to learn to see the difference between criticism and harassment.
Julie DeCaro, an anchor at 670 The Score. That's a sports radio station in Chicago. Also a columnist for The Cauldron at Sports Illustrated. And the hashtag behind her current effort with sports writer Sarah Spain and the website Just Not Sports to bring attention to the trolling of women on social media is hashtag more than mean. We'll hook you up to everything at hereandnow.org. Julie, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.
And if you go to look at the videos, we also want to hear your experience. But please, if you share tweets with us, word bleep them so we can print them. We don't want to re-bombard people at our website, but we'd love to hear from you.